Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Okay, hello everybody, and welcome to the next episode of Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jim Lord. I'm your host, Monster Jim Lord. And this week has been kind of a slow week for Monster Jam. No events this weekend, nothing. But I do want to talk about the Gravedigger NASCAR debuting in Nashville Speedway this weekend, this past Father's Day weekend. Very cool to see a Gravedigger-sponsored NASCAR. Like, whoever would have thought. Driven by Kevin Harvick, number 4. Just getting this out of the way. I mean, I do not know much about NASCAR. Do not know all the stats or anything, but I do know that this race, this past Father's Day's weekend, Kevin Harvick placed 5th out of everyone there, which is pretty dang high. And just to let you guys know, I did pre-order the Kevin Harvick shirt, Gravedigger NASCAR shirt off the NASCAR shop. So you got to do that if you're a Monster Jam fan. But just getting that out of the way, the first minute of the podcast. It is a slow news week for Monster Jam, so what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be recapping all of the current shows announced and be telling you guys which ones I will be attending and all that, and we'll be going over lineups and everything, so we'll get this out of the way really quick, everybody. So let me pull up the website right here. So our next weekend of Monster Jam that we have is Kansas City, Missouri, in Arrowhead Stadium, and Huntsville, Alabama, the same weekend. So going over the lineup for Huntsville, we have Gravedigger Kristen Anderson, Elvis Linus, Mohawk Warrior, Hooked, Driver to be announced, Jester, Matt Pagliarulo, Stone Crusher Charlie Pawkin, which was announced not on the Monster Jam website, but online for, it's been going the rounds on social media, which is really cool. Charlie Pawkin, former Gravedigger driver, making his return to Monster Jam. Very cool, very excited about that. And Jester, Matt Pagliarulo, Kraken, Nick Pagliarulo. So really cool. That's going to be an exciting weekend. Huntsville, Alabama is not really a typical stop on the Monster Jam tours where people are like paying attention to it. But hey, another arena show. My prediction for this show, I'm going to say Kristen sweeps most, if not every event this weekend. She is definitely the most apt arena driver in this lineup. And just pretty much like the best arena driver that is currently on tour right now. With Monster Jam, who's, stuck on arena, or not stuck on arena, excuse me, who is on arenas. Kristen is very good in the arena setting. I think she'll take all 6 events. These events span Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. June 28th is the last day, June 25th to June 28th, so that's really cool. Very nice to see. And for Arrowhead Stadium, Monster Jam, we have our typical stadium lineup that we've been seeing all year, except for Jamie Garner Overboard is replaced by his son, Zach Garner, driving Wildside. Everything is exactly the same as Indianapolis. Really cool. If I were going to give my predictions, I'd probably say Adam Anderson takes these events, because Adam Anderson is in Gravedigger. He is doing great. And also, when Monster Jam debuted in Arrowhead Stadium 2 years ago now, Adam was just destroying. So it'll probably be between the two Anderson bros, I would say. I'd say Ryan will give Adam a run for his money, probably get an overall event championship. But if not, then maybe Adam gets them both, if not a couple wins. So that is it for this next upcoming weekend of Monster Jam action. Recapping the rest of the schedule, we have July 4th weekend, 2 shows July 3rd, 1 July 4th in San Antonio, Texas. I wonder if they're going to do something special for the track colors like they did in San Antonio 2 years ago for July 4th. That's going to be cool. I like how San Antonio is kind of like a July 4th Monster Jam city now, which is probably all just by coincidence, because these shows weren't even supposed to happen now. They were supposed to happen back in January, but they had a July 4th show 2 years ago, and now they're having one again this year. So I like that. That's cool to me. Maybe they'll catch on and make that a thing, which is kind of weird. So going over the lineup, we got Bakugan Dragonoid Ryan Anderson, Brutus Craig Champion, Gravedigger Adam Anderson, Mohawk Warrior Bryce Kenny, Zombie Bar Musauer, Vendetta Mike Christensen, Rage Corey Rummel making his return to Monster Jam. It's been a couple weeks. Dalmatian Galaxy Cynthia Gauthier, who is making her return in Kansas City the weekend prior. Monster Energy Todd LaDuke, Megalodon Tristan England, Max D. Tom Menz, and Jurassic Attack Paul Jensen. Very excited to see Team Throttle Monster back out for some more stadium shows. They definitely impressed me in Glendale last month in May. I'm excited to see what they can do. But if I'm giving my predictions, just some basic predictions for these shows, I would say it's going to be between Adam and Ryan again. These guys are always going to be button heads when it comes to overall event championships. But I'm going Ryan this week. I think Ryan's going to have quite a bit more luck than Adam this week. Just my prediction. I don't know. But that is the only show scheduled for July 4th weekend. Some upcoming more shows that we got. We got a lot of Monster Jam shows announced for the upcoming months. We have East Rutherford, New Jersey, MetLife Stadium, July 17th. I will be there. And the same weekend, we have Nashville, Tennessee, July 17th and 18th, full capacity, as well as East Rutherford at full capacity. These will be the first Monster Jam shows back at full capacity, which is really cool. I love seeing the country open back up. But let me go over the lineup for East Rutherford. New York City, if you're not familiar. We have Bakugan Dragonoid Ryan Anderson, FTI Torque Jack Brown. So he's going to be making his stadium debut, if I'm not mistaken, in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Gravedigger Adam Anderson, Mohawk Warrior Bryce Kenny, Exterminator Driver to be announced, Stonecrusher Driver to be announced. I mean, hey, if Stonecrusher still doesn't have a driver, maybe it's going to be Charlie Pocken back in the stadium. That would be really interesting. That'd be really cool to see, to get Charlie Pocken back in the stadium driving Stonecrusher of all trucks. That'd be cool. This is one of the most interesting picks I've seen in a while for a stadium. We have Soldier Fortune, Kayla Blood. That's going to be really interesting. She has only done, like, very few stadium shows in the past. And the one I remember, it was, like, Glendale 2016, maybe, the October show. And she did great. They had, like, Jared Eichelberger on that show, too. And they stole the show, both those drivers. So, looks like we might have another one of those situations with Kayla Blood coming back into a stadium. Her first show back is a stadium, and it's East Rutherford, New Jersey, of all places. That's insane. I'm really interested on that pick. I wonder why they're bringing not even really her, but just the Soldier Fortune truck back to a stadium. I wouldn't expect that out of all the trucks that they could bring back. So that's interesting. Dalmatian Galaxy driver to be announced, but I'm assuming it'll be Cynthia Gauthier. Monster Energy, Todd LeDuc, Megalodon, Tristan England, Max D, Tom Mentz, and the hooked driver for part of Team Stonecrusher is to be announced as well. So I will be there. I am most excited for all the shows I have upcoming. I'm most excited for this one. East Rutherford is a historic Monster Jam city. It's one that, for me, is long overdue to visit. At the top of my Monster Jam bucket list is going to the stadium to watch the show. So I couldn't be more excited for this one. Just about 2.5 weeks, or 3 weeks or so until that show. So I'm excited. Coming up after that, we have Los Angeles, California, which Monster Jam is going New York to LA right in a week. So recapping the two biggest cities in America, there you go. And this show is big news as well. So it's a 5-show weekend in the Staples Center. And there's a lot of drivers and trucks who are coming back for this show specifically. Let's get into them. We have, starting off, Alien Invasion, Bernard Light. So they are bringing back a lot of the old Triple Threat drivers for this show who have not run in over a year and a half. And they're coming right back to debut in the Staples Center for their 2021 season debut. Another one I'm excited for, El Toro Loco, Armando Castro. It wouldn't surprise me if, when they're starting to open up more West Coast stadiums, that he would be on those tours, you know, with the El Toro Loco truck, because the West Coast, you know, they got a lot of Spanish heritage, so I wouldn't be surprised if El Toro Loco is going to be making stadiums coming up soon, like maybe San Diego and Anaheim or something like that. So that would be really cool to see. Gravedigger Brandon Vinson is coming back to Los Angeles. It's been a couple of years. Obsessed Eric Swanson. Zombie Brittany Marcotte, she is returning, which is kind of surprising for me. I'm surprised that they're bringing her back opposed to many of the other zombie drivers that they have, but she does live pretty close to LA, so maybe that is a factor why, you know, they don't want to spend extra money on a plane ticket. But hey, I'm not knocking her at all. I'm just saying, interesting pick bringing her back and not even putting Bari in the seat for that. So interesting. Wild card driver TBA, so it could be BJ Johnson, it could be anyone, it could be Bo Swanson like it's supposed to be. Scooby-Doo, Lindsey Reed, and your eighth truck for this arena show, 5-show weekend, Son of a Digger, Ryan Anderson. Yes, you heard me, Son of a Digger, Ryan Anderson. Ryan Anderson is making his return to Son of a Digger in an arena for Monster Jam in 2021. He's leaving Bakugan Dragonoid in East Rutherford. That will be his last show there, so I'm just saying he better do something really crazy in that, because, you know, his last show in Bakugan, I know he's excited, just as excited as I am for that. So he better just, like, split the truck in half or something, because he needs to send it off and give that thing a good farewell. So coming back to Son of a Digger, he looks like he's going to be a little more easy on it next weekend after East Rutherford, because it is an arena. You can't really tear up Son of a Digger that bad in an arena. So, but I couldn't be more excited. This is the biggest news that I'm excited for, that we have announced so far this year. So really cool. That same weekend, we have Pensacola, Florida running an arena show. And then the weekend after that, we have three more shows lined up. So we have two arenas, one stadium show. We have Green Bay, Wisconsin for an arena show, and Columbus, Ohio for an arena show. But the big news for July 31st weekend is New Orleans, Louisiana. The Mercedes-Benz Superdome is finally getting a show again. No lineup announced for it yet, as of me recording this podcast, but I will be attending that no matter what. New Orleans is another one of those stadiums where it's, you know, pretty new, state-of-the-art. I have to go there. I have to go to New Orleans. It's going to be such a great Monster Jam stop. And it's going to be a full-capacity show, one show weekend, so we're returning back to those, it looks like. It looks like that's coming back to normal. The next weekend after that, we have three more arena shows. We have Raleigh, North Carolina, which we'll see the 2021 debut of Tony Oaks driving Soldier Fortune instead of Caleb Ludd. So that's cool. He's making his return. Sunrise, Florida is getting some shows, which is right outside of Miami, if you guys are not familiar. And Austin, Texas is getting some more arena shows. None of these have lineups yet, so I cannot go over those. But the next weekend, we're getting the exact same lineup for LA, minus Son of a Digger and Scooby-Doo for Sacramento, California, which is going to get 3 days worth of arena shows. That same weekend, Newark, New Jersey, which is pretty much right outside of East Rutherford, New Jersey. It's the arena there. They are getting some arena shows. And skipping that, 2 weeks after, the biggest news for August so far, the only show in August so far that I have scheduled myself, is Foxborough, Massachusetts. Probably the number two stadium on my bucket list to visit. Coming right after East Rutherford, well, about a month and a half after, but still good. They do have a lineup for this show, so I'm going to be going over that right now. We got Bad Company, John Gordon, really excited to see him back in a stadium. Fast Metal, driver to be announced, so that could be anyone. Hey, Cody Socia again? I'm just saying. Gravedigger, Adam Anderson, Mohawk Warrior, Bryce Kenny. Son of a Digger, Ryan Anderson. This seems to be Ryan Anderson's first show back in Son of a Digger in a stadium, but I would not rule that out for New Orleans, because that is the weekend after Los Angeles. I would kind of expect him to be there in Son of a Digger. Soldier Fortune, Caleb Ludd, Scooby-Doo, Lindsey Reed, Cynthia Gauthier, Monster Mutt Dalmatian, Galaxy. So they are three women drivers at this show. And they're like the three best women drivers that they got, so minus Kristen. So really cool. I'm excited for that. That's going to be new, especially with only 12 trucks and you got a fourth of them female. That's pretty big. Monster Energy, Todd LeDuc, Max D, Tom Mentz, Kraken, Nick Pagliarulo, and Jester, Matt Pagliarulo. So I think Foxborough has a little bit better of a lineup than East Rutherford, so we might get a better show there. We might get a better show for Foxborough, Massachusetts coming up. And announced right after that, in October 8th through 10th, we have Grand Rapids, Michigan for another arena show with no lineup currently announced. So that is Monster Jam's schedule up to October, but obviously we're going to get many more shows in between now and then announced that they just have not finalized or ready to put out yet. So that will be it for that. So this weekend I will be in Kansas City for Monster Jam for those two stadium shows. Make sure to check them out on my YouTube channel, Monster Jam Lord. Go type Monster Jam Lord in on YouTube. Go follow me on Instagram at monster.jam.lord if you want to check out footage from Kansas City and all the other shows I've been to this year. I've been to at least 40 plus Monster Jam shows just in the year 2021. It's been such a big, it's like I've been to more shows this year than I have in my entire life beforehand, you know? So I have a giant load of content coming out for you, or that is already out for you guys, and I do have a lot more. I have If I count right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 shows coming up for that I have scheduled up until August that I haven't even gone to yet. So if you want to check those out, subscribe to Monster Jam Lord. Check out all the other videos on my channel. And thank you for listening to this podcast, everybody. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.